G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
A conversation today about the idea that no matter what we do in life, we're all leading someone. So the influences that shape us can change the atmosphere not only in our own families, but in our workplaces, in the wider community, and in church. Our guest today says the world needs more people who live and lead like Jesus. What sets us apart that we intentionally seek to live our lives centered on Jesus. And when we make that transition, life looks very different. Author Tommy Stewart is chair of Youth for Christ International in Northern Ireland and is part of a global leadership team at Arrow Leadership. His new book is called Living and Leading with Jesus, and he's joining us today from Northern Ireland. Tommy, welcome along to 2020.
Yes, indeed. Good morning.
Tommy, your new book, Living and Leading with Jesus. Leaders are not just people up front in church, but as Christian believers, we're all leaders, aren't we?
Yes, indeed, Neil. That's very much what I believe. I believe that we have Jesus Christ living within us. And if that is the situation, then we have the DNA of a leader living within us. Allowing us to live and lead with Jesus each day, whether that be in our families or in the local community or in workplaces or indeed in the church. So I believe that each of us has that capacity to lead and influence others. Your opener, you mentioned the influencing others, and I believe that we have a great capacity to influence others the more that we live and lead with Jesus in our lives.
Tommy, how much of your own story do you tell in your new book? Do you give us an insight into what shaped your thinking on how to live and lead like Jesus?
I hope I do, Neil. A very good friend, when I was writing the book, said, make sure that we don't lose Tommy in the book and make sure your own story is very much part of the book. And so, whilst I have a deliberate teaching style within the book, I hope that people find that they read little parts of my life story along the way, particularly how in the first section I talk about identity and how each of our lives are shaped and designed by the events that happen, particularly in our childhood. So I talk a lot about how we're shaped by culture, how we're shaped by our community, how we're shaped by the contexts in which we grow up, and how we're also shaped by the choices that are made by us and for us. So I do believe that my own life story is told in the pages of the book, if indirectly, but certainly used to show how I've arrived at my position on leadership.
Tommy, isn't it the case, though, how we are shaped shapes us in good ways and bad ways? And I imagine you've got to unravel a whole lot of bad things that have shaped us before we can actually be good leaders. How do you bring Jesus into all of that?
Yeah, in fact, Neil, in section one of the book on identity, we spend the first chapter very much focused on 12 factors on how shaped us to be who we are. And many of those are maybe good. Many of those may be negative. And we've all had different life experiences, but in chapters 2 and 3, we talk about how we are transformed in our identity by Christ, and then how in chapter 3 we are empowered in our identity through the work of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that within each of us, someone once said that we are saved, we are being saved, and we will be saved. And I think very much it's a journey of discipleship in our transformation journey, that leads us to be more like Jesus each day and helps us to lead more like Jesus in the environments in which we find ourselves.
Suppose we've all been shaped by some bad influences and we come to Christ. He becomes Lord and Savior and we go through what we think of as a transformation of our lives. This identity that you're talking about, shaped by our family, shaped by our social status, our education, all those influences on us. In yes. order to be an effective leader like Jesus, you've got to fix a whole lot of stuff that's bad. And so how much time what do we spend fixing stuff before we can say we've got some good things here to lead with?
Yeah, well, Neil, I would say that the concept of fixing is not one that we in ourselves are particularly good at. So the fixing process is something we've got to leave to Jesus and his the transformational work of the Holy Spirit and entrusting him to be the one who is able to transform our lives, because in ourselves, we don't have that power to transform some of those hurtful perhaps and negative experiences of the past. But I believe through the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we are receiving a transformational healing within our personalities each day that helps us over time to become more like Christ. And the older I get, Neil, and I'm now in my mid-50s, the more I realize that I'm not perfect. None of us will ever be perfect as a leader. And so if you desire to fix everything before you lead, you will never lead, because you will be fixated on fixing yourself rather than fixated on leading like Jesus. And I think when we aspire to the ways of Jesus, he will help us lead like him in our daily lives.
Can we be encouraged by the idea that we're not accidentally in church, not accidentally followers of Jesus, and a little bit like a fish out of water? But that verse in John chapter 15, verse 16, where Jesus said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. The idea that God has already got his eye on us, transforming us to be influential as leaders in our own social setting.
Absolutely, Neil, and I think I would encourage all of the listeners today in Australia who are listening to this that, each of us are special in the eyes of God. Each of us are unique. He has designed us in a particular way. We are not an accident. We are not a mistake. We have been designed by God for direct purpose in this life, and chosen by him, as you say, Neil, and you quoted that well-known verse in John 15. And when we realize that we are God's chosen people, those who he has selected to be here on earth at this time, we realize that we have a purpose in Christ. When we realize that not only are we set apart, but we are sons of the Most High God, we are called as co-heirs of Christ, we are ambassadors of the King of Kings. And when we begin to realize that we are not just Neil and Tommy or Mary and Karen, but we are actually ambassadors of the King of Kings, then we realize that we can represent the King of Kings and choose to do that well wherever it is that we are, as you say, in our workplaces, where maybe it's a tough workplace that we're in, but God can enable us to lead like him in the midst of that workplace, because we are his ambassadors.
So, Tommy, we've gone through some processes there. We're on a new trajectory. Our lives are being transformed. We recognize that we are servants of the Most High God. We're followers of Jesus. Now, what sort of virtues and attributes of Jesus, if you say live and lead like Jesus, which of those virtues and attributes of Jesus affects the way we are going to be leading others?
That's almost a worthy question for a doctoral study, Neil, but I could spend all day talking on virtues of Jesus. But I think some of the very basic and fundamental virtues of Jesus are seen in how he leads his disciples, how he engages with all our people in the community, how he shows love and care and compassion for those who perhaps have not lived a life that the religious community of his day would have engaged with, those who were maybe from a different background or a different perspective. And so we see a Jesus who is loving, who is caring, who is compassionate, who is leading in a way that demonstrates the kingdom of God so others can follow. And I think when we begin to realize that through him we can also live with that compassionate, caring, and considerate nature, where we don't lead through in an authoritarian way, but we lead in a way that models the love of the Father to those around us, then we begin to aspire and begin to actually work out what it means to live and lead with Jesus every day.
So when we think of those leaders we've known in the past and getting this contrast, I mean, what a beautiful way you paint the picture, actually, the idea of love, care, and compassion as opposed to that controlling, even brutal, self-serving way that we might have seen some leaders. So we've got a very different looking leader when we look to Jesus here.
Indeed, Neil, and no one is perfect in this world, and we have seen leaders in the past, both in Christian leaders in secular society, but Christian leaders in the church who have not always modeled those characteristics, and perhaps have been leading in a more self-centered way that you describe. But I think for me as a leader, trying to model leadership to others, the more that my eyes are on Jesus, the less that my eyes are on myself, the more that I will love and serve God in the way that he would desire me to do. And so I think we've got to set aside the fact that there will always be leaders who are causing hurt and pain, and in fact are being ineffective in their leadership because they're not focused on Jesus. But our eyes need to remain firm on Jesus. Our eyes need to remain firm on the model that is set out in the Bible, because I believe that the most effective and efficient way to lead, the most successful way to lead in this life, is a life model on Jesus. I have a very good friend, a 79-year-old, almost now, brother in the Order of St. Francis in the Anglican Church here. He reminds me each day that the more time I spend in the presence of Jesus, listening to the voice of the Father, the more I will lead and lead like Jesus. So I really think, Neil, that our key to success in leadership is not about being authoritarian, but it's about coming from the leading from the place where we are in the presence of the Father, listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and knowing that we are leading effectively, not because we have learned theories, although theories are good, but knowing that we lead from a position of a heart transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit.
You've got this transformed heart, and as you say, this connection to the Father, which we need to have as well. And some are going to be thinking, well, Jesus went around doing good and doing miracles. Maybe I haven't got the miracle working power, but you say that in some sense here, the leader who is empowered by God, the leader who's leading like Jesus, in fact has some superhero powers. What are your thoughts in that area?
Well, I believe that each of us have received gifts from the Holy Spirit and from Jesus. First of all, Jesus lives within each of our hearts, Neil. He is that transforming presence is living within us. So the more we submit to the transforming presence of Jesus, the more we will lead effectively with Jesus. In terms of superhero powers, it's probably very much a 21st century phenomenon, that idea of a superhero power. But I do believe that the transforming gifts, the fruit and gifts of the Holy Spirit are within us. And I talk a bit about that in the early part of the book, where I talk about the gifts that we receive from the Father that enable us to lead effectively with Jesus. I do believe that miracles are still part of the church. But a miracle to me can be anything from what we see Jesus do in the book of Mark through to the miracle of bringing transformation to a community through loving and leading effectively in that community. each life that is touched by the presence of Jesus is a miracle in itself. And so I think we need to just reset our lens and realize that each miracle, regardless where it's a life transformed or someone who is healed of a disease, each miracle is not of different value. Each miracle is a miracle of equal standing from the Father. And our part as leaders in our workplace, in our local community, is to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to love people effectively. And through that, I believe that God will give us influence in our societies to bring even greater change to people who need it.
Tommy Stewart is our guest. He's chair of Youth for Christ International in Northern Ireland and is part of the global leadership team at Arrow Leadership. His new book is called Living and Leading with Jesus. We're back with more with Tommy Stewart in just a short while. We're back into a conversation about the influences that shape us, that change the atmosphere not only in our families and in our workplaces, but in the wider community and in the church, and those things that have shaped us, sometimes for good, sometimes for not, need to be tweaked, fine-tuned, adjusted. But adjusted to what? Well, our special guest today is talking about how we are living and leading with Jesus. Tommy Stewart is chair of Youth for Christ International in Northern Ireland. He's part of the global leadership team at Arrow Leadership. His book is called Living and Leading with Jesus. Tommy, if we're talking about the sorts of things that have shaped us, sometimes people are going to say, well, I've sat in some pretty high-powered motivational talks, maybe in a sales program or in some sort of organization, and I've had some great leadership training. What's going to be better about Jesus? What's the difference here?
Yeah, and Neil, I've been in many of those leadership seminars, inspirational seminars, motivational seminars over the years, both with speakers who are coming from a business context and those coming from a faith context. And I think there are many good things that can be learned from those seminars. However, the question comes back to what is the root source and intent of the theory or the belief system that informs those teachings? And to me, ultimately, the only true and best root source of all teaching is found in Jesus. And so when I recenter my beliefs and recenter my thinking on Jesus, I bring all of the good stuff from maybe heard in a seminar, but I bring it into line with what is the truth of God's word. And ultimately, that is the spirit level that we need to measure everything in life against, is the truth of God's word and the revelation of the Holy Spirit. And so I'm not in any way wishing people to reject everything they've ever heard in a leadership seminar or a motivational talk. What I'm saying is ensure that that aligns with the life and leadership model of Jesus as we see it set out in Scripture. And I think when we as believers in Jesus come back to alignment with Scripture, then that's when we're going to be most influential and most inspirational, because the true source of inspiration is the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in the Old Testament that God will bring us before great and mighty men that we know not. And so if we want true acceleration and influence in life, I believe it's best found when we are aligning ourselves with the ways of God.
Is it a wise thing then to think of the leadership style of Jesus as being the perfect model, so that those things that have already shaped us, those things that we hear in a motivational seminar, we've got a place to go where we can judge what we hear and take those things which are good and that are founded in a Jesus leadership style and perhaps set those other things aside?
Well, absolutely, Neil. I think you know, you and I and our listeners will well know that the only perfect person who ever walked this earth was Jesus. He was the Son of God who became man and walked in flesh on this earth, the only perfect human being. And I think anything in life, whether it's leadership or indeed any other aspect of our lives, we need to always take back to that model that we see of a perfect lifestyle in the life of Jesus. And there may be things that causes us to adjust there may be things that that causes us to reject. But in the whole, I believe that when we use that plumb line of the life of Jesus, then we are setting ourselves up for a God-inspired life of leadership that will see influence, that will bring the presence of God and the kingdom of God into the lives of those we work with, those communities we engage with, be it the sports team, be it the community organization, be it the charity, or be it the church. And so I encourage people always to test everything they hear against the words and the lifestyle of Jesus.
Tommy, when we talk about all of those 12 identity shapers, there's a little bit of a focus on getting the leadership model right in our own lives. But you take some time in your book to say you've also got to adjust the way you think and what you believe about other people. You describe in your book, you use an illustration of what you call the Pygmalion effect. Give us some insights into what that means.
Well, in many ways, the Pygmalion effect, Neil, is a very simplistic thought process for how the more we are focused on the capacity to do something, the more likely to achieve something, the more we see good in people, the more likely we're able to call out the good in those people. And so how we see others ultimately shapes how we help lead those other people. If we see that each of us have been shaped in so many different ways, and we see that in other people, then it helps us to lead with more compassion. If we take an individual's actions today or tomorrow at face value, then the reality is we're being unfair in how we lead those people like Jesus, because ultimately we need to see what has caused them to react and to act in the way they're doing. And so when we look at their past, that helps us to lead them better in the present. But when we have a picture in our mind of what God can do with that life in the future, then we can help that individual aspire to greater things. And then that person can live a life of expectancy and hope that is rooted in the truth of God's word, rather than rooted in some sort of psychological theory or thought process. So giving people true hope is not some sort of wishy-washy, high-part motivational sales talk, but giving them true hope in Jesus helps them to believe that they can be transformed into better people tomorrow than what they've been yesterday. And so true, Holy Spirit, Jesus-centered encouragement is the greatest tool to see lives transformed in our world today.
I can hear you saying not everyone is easy to lead, and there'll be some who are downright difficult to lead. But if they are in your circle of influence, then it's as though God has brought them to that place. And if you're leading with Jesus, you've got this extra dimension of the need for compassion and grace towards the people that
Absolutely.
You are leading.
And probably even more compassion and grace, Neil, for those who are difficult to lead. And in one of the organizations I help lead, which I'll not name right now, there was an individual who one might have said was difficult to lead. And that had been known for many years. However, my role as someone in leadership in that organization was not to partner with the negativity around that individual, but to approach that individual with the love and compassion of Jesus, realizing that they had something to offer, even though they might have a personality profile that didn't always match up with expectations of others. My role as a leader was to help them see how they could best contribute to the organization and best contribute to the team of that organization, and indeed help others to see the positive attributes of that individual. In life, there will always be those who we find more challenging to sit down and have a coffee with, and maybe we'll choose not to have a coffee with, but maybe those are the very people that God wants us to have a coffee with, Neil.
And when there are tough people and you realise that doing this on your own is not so easy, if you talk about leading with Jesus and coming back to what you were saying a little earlier about having some level of a superpower, the presence of the Holy Spirit with us, as Jesus has promised never to leave us nor forsake us, our leadership becomes a partnership with Jesus. And so there is a superpower that is in that partnership, which means it's not all coming from our own selves.
Indeed not, Neil. Very much we need to rely on the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives to guide us and to know that it's not Neil or Tommy who are actually leading. We are actually leading through the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And when we think about our life and leadership in that lens, that we are leading through Jesus, leading through the power of the Holy Spirit, then suddenly it transforms our own thinking, because the pressure is no longer on us. We are simply being vessels for Jesus and the Holy Spirit to flow through, to bring change to the lives of ours that will allow those individuals to become all that God has called them to be. And so our gift to the world in many ways is for us to be in a place of surrender to the power of the Holy Spirit and to the life of Jesus living within us.
And so this leader that's growing very strong in us as we are submitted to Christ, this idea of role modeling, and I guess you'd say if you're leading with Jesus was doing that role modeling for his disciples in all of these dimensions you're talking about.
And indeed, the 3 years of the ministry of Jesus, Neil, are probably the most, I would suggest, the most influential 3 years in the subject of leadership that this planet has ever saw. And so whilst many people will spend many years studying the theories of leadership, and I've done that in an academic sense, the reality is the best 3 years of leadership modeling that ever occurred on earth were the 3 years of the ministry of Jesus. And so when we study how Jesus approached each and every encounter with his disciples and with the people in the land of Israel in the times that he was alive, then we see modeling that can help guide us even now in 21st century coronavirus epidemic, conflicting world values. The modeling is already there in the life of Jesus.
And you're wanting to take this leadership training to a whole new level, Tommy, because in your work, you're developing right now the new Youth for Christ International Leadership Program. It's due for launch later this year, and it's going global, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a process that has begun and is beginning in one of the four global regions of Youth for Christ. Youth for Christ has four global regions. The region that is initiating what is going to be known as Youth for Christ International Leadership Academy will be initiated in Europe, Middle East, North Africa. So we are piloting this year some modules in that region, which is about 37 active nations of Youth for Christ leadership. And then the following year, come September 2022, the program will become more widely available across approximately 120 nations, Neil, that Youth for Christ have active programs in. And the desire is to really raise up a new generation of Youth for Christ leaders who have the capacity to lead young people to Jesus, but the capacity also to lead a movement of young people who will bring transformation to nations. And so we're beginning that this year by launching the first 10 modules in a leadership academy. And that will cover a wide range of leadership topics that are both biblical-based. Well, they're all biblical-based, but some are more theological and some are more practical in nature. So, but by the end of the 3 year period of development, we will have launched 30 different teaching modules on leadership that will be available globally to Youth for Christ International staff in 120 nations of the world.
I guess a lot of us will grow in leadership because we're capturing some of those virtues and characteristics from leaders who are helping to shape us. But there's a certain sense here, if you're working on modules and training programs, what's your encouragement here, Tommy, to do some really good exploration of some of those sorts of things that you can study to actually really live and lead like Jesus?
I think for those who participate in this particular Leadership Academy, Neil, our aspiration is very much that every module is centered on Jesus, regardless of whether we're talking about a theological subject or whether we're talking about something like building effective teams. Because in any of those subjects, we see the best model in Jesus. But we're all being influenced by leaders around us every day. And so part of this leadership program will also make provision for coaches and mentors to be available to young leaders across the world so that they have an older leader, a more experienced leader who has modeled Jesus in leadership for many years to walk alongside them in the journey so that they have a role model and a mentor, perhaps in a different part of the world, with different cultural experiences, who can add that wealth of wisdom to them and bring them to a place where they are being modeled on Jesus through the lens of Scripture, but also through the lens of someone else who's been leading with Jesus for many years.
Your book is called Living and Leading with Jesus. Tommy Stewart, who is chair of Youth for Christ International in Northern Ireland and part of the global leadership team at Arrow Leadership. Tommy, you're wearing a number of hats. Is there a particular website that people can explore more about the sorts of things you're teaching through your book and through the course that's coming out? Which website do you encourage listeners to visit?
Yeah, well, firstly, the book itself, Neil, is available on Amazon worldwide. So in Australia, folks can find Living and Leading with Jesus on Amazon, both on Kindle and paperback. In terms of my own leadership ministry, there's a website simply called ChristiansWhoLead.com. And that's where people can connect directly with me. ChristiansWhoLead.com.
So we'll look for the book Living and Leading with Jesus, and you'll be able to simply Google that, and you can Google the name Tommy Stewart and the book will come up, Living and Leading with Jesus, available through Amazon on Kindle and paperback, and of course ChristiansWhoLead.com to connect more closely with Tommy. Tommy, just great getting your insights. Thanks so much for sharing them with us today on 2020.
Thank you, Neil, and blessings to all my Australian friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.